Go early if you want. We're only a minute off, aren't we?
Yeah, might as well. Let's do it.
Right, audio's live. Right, let's get ready. Right, we'll go early and I'll get the jingles going and the intro.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 521 of the Overseas Connection, a gaming podcast for the more wise and mature gamer that stays a bit off centre and we don't take things too seriously. Do we, Mark?
No, not at all.
And shall I just say, it's Phil here, Phil Thee, your host this evening, and joining me in this very lonely show, although we've got John Wick apparently on the show as well, is the fantastic Mark Annex. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Yeah, I thought I'd do a bit of a change from the missing action, do a bit of incommunicado because we've been sort of like left with just two of us. I've got a special little song for us.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
I've been waiting a long time to play that.
At least it's not all on my own.
Yeah.
So we broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central, and probably some ungodly hour in Australia and New Zealand. You can find us on twitch.tv/OC Podcasts and mixer.com/OC Podcasts and youtube.com/OC Podcasts. So, Mark, yeah. Sunday night.
Yep.
Live streaming.
Yep. We are live on Twitch, Mixer and YouTube all at the same time.
Fantastic. We have got some new Twitch followers. We've got GameOverUK_Twitch and Master69Lucifer. And just to say that some of our hosts aren't here tonight. One of the reasons is that Greg's not here because Colin DeLacy is 10 years old.
Yep, happy birthday, Colin. We might as well do a birthday song now just for Colin, because he's the only birthday we know. So this is just for you, Colin.
Happy birthday to you.
That's a shortened version. Greg told me off of that being too long.
Thanks, sir. Okay, well, let's see what we've been doing for the last week.
Well, I finished the Santa Clarita Diet. I talked about it last week, so I just had a couple of episodes left to watch them, and it's left on quite a cliffhanger. Obviously, I won't spoil it, like I spoiled fucking Captain Marvel last week. Sorry about that. But yeah, really, really good. Really good cliffhanger. It's left it on. I can't wait for the next season now, but I know it's going to be next year. So really, really good fun. Funny. It's a good laugh. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Lots of gore, and a really good watch.
I haven't seen it actually. It's on my to watch list on Netflix, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. It's really good.
Good. And also, I didn't listen to last week's show. I haven't listened to last week's show yet, purely because I heard you'd spoiled Captain Marvel.
What a huge spoiler! I won't say. I won't repeat it.
Don't you dare! No. Anything else you've been up to?
No, not really. Just work as usual. Blooding at work. It's coming up to start of a new financial year, holiday-wise, so and there's lots of bank holidays coming up. So next week, I've actually got Friday booked off because Jenny's got a hospital appointment. So I've got a four-day week next week. The week after, I'm only working 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and nice. I've tagged some days on before Good Friday and bank holiday Monday, so I'll have 6 days off then. So, yeah, quite a bit of time, spare time coming up.
Excellent. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you'll get some sleep, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I've finished Love, Death and Robots, which is one of my top shows this year, and absolutely loved it. For those that don't know, it's an 18-part, I suppose, anthology, you'd call it.
Yeah, we actually call it an anthology in the synopsis,
of sort of 5 to 15 minute animations. Each one of them a story on their own, around love, death, and robots themes. So many sci-fi, but lots of different themes. Very gory, a fair bit of swearing and sex. Definitely not safe for kids, but each one has been superb.
Yeah.
Got any favourites of the ones you've watched?
The sort of like the Afghanistan war one with the werewolves.
Yeah.
The last one with the Russians with the sort of like hounds from hell thing.
Yeah, that was definitely. As I was watching that, I'd love to play this as a video game.
Oops. Sorry for people on the stream. I've just started playing the trailer, but I forgot I had the sound on. I liked the first one. I thought the first one was a great opener.
Yeah.
I like Lucky 13. There's quite a few memorable ones there.
The yogurt's one.
The yogurt one. Oh, I've loved the fridge one. It was silly and short, but I loved the fridge.
Ice Age.
With the little civilization in his freezer.
Yeah, the cats one was good.
The cats one.
In the where the robots are tourists.
Oh yeah.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah.
And the multiversity one where they show the different things that happen if Hitler had been killed.
Yeah, that's quite funny, like, yeah.
So no, if you haven't seen it, it's superb. Aside from that, been doing some work on OCD&D, prepping for the next campaign. We had to cancel this weekend's recording, unfortunately. I had some visitors who were coming, then they decided not to, and the last minute they said, no, actually, we are coming over. So,
typical Yorkshire folk.
Yeah, typical Yorkshire folk. Yeah. And just to mention, if you don't know, I suppose the largest and most successful actual play D&D streamers, called Critical Role. They had a Kickstarter to make an animated episode, a 20-minute animated episode of their show, which has been going for a couple of years now. And they stream weekly, about 3.5 hours. And their Kickstarter, their target was $750,000 to do a professional 20-minute animation. They've just beaten their extended stretch goal. And just surpassed $9 million.
Wow.
It's now the largest passion project, as they call it, Kickstarter ever. And well worthy. And finally, on just one more D&D thing, whilst I was away, I ran a duet session. So that's basically where I DM and Lisa created a character and we played some D&D.
All right. I wouldn't have thought it would be possible to play it solo.
Yeah, it's very different because you can't, you can't rely on other people's powers and abilities and everything. But it was really good, and she really enjoyed it. So she might be guest starring at some point on.
Marvin Murray.
Busy week.
Yeah.
Busy.
Oh, talking of busy weeks, next week. Like I say, I'm off on a Friday. On the Saturday, the 13th of April. A lot of us are all going to meet up with the VG guys, Veteran Gamers. They are hosting another meetup at the Arcade Club in Bury. Ella Mill in Cork Street, Bury. This Saturday from 11 a.m. till around 6 p.m. Some are going for a meal afterwards. So if you are going for the meal, you need to let Stu or Tini know as soon as possible for numbers. There's quite a lot of us going. Robin's flying over. I'm going over with my son. Are you going this time, Phil?
No, I can't make it this time. Other arrangements. Yeah. But I went to the first one when it was over in Preston, and that was superb. Oh, yeah. Really enjoyed it. And also, Chinny's just released the video for it for last year's.
All right, last year's, I've just seen that. It's only taken me a year to release that. But have you noticed Stu and Mike have been at EGX Res yesterday, and he's released that video already.
So, I know.
Go figure. But yeah, that'll be really good. So if you want any more info on that, contact Mike Chin, Stu Fowler, myself, or Bongo, and we'll give you the details. But yeah, this Saturday, it'll be good fun. There's lots of us going.
It's a really good day.
They've got all three floors now, because in this new one in Bury, first time I went last year, and we only had two floors, but now we've got all three floors. And they are opening one in Leeds soon. I've been following him closely on Facebook. Every time we get a new delivery of a new machine, we're always posting about it and stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I think definitely going to be coming up if they open one in Leeds.
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's what we've been doing for the last week. It doesn't sound like much, but, you know, we have been up to quite a bit. Oh, yeah, I just say I went down to one of the reasons why I was away was had my annual holiday down in southwest Wales, down in Pembrokeshire, which was fantastic, really nice, chilled. Just nice to switch off, really.
That's
no real
one
internet
place
access.
I've never been to South Wales. I've been to North Wales a few times. I quite like North Wales, Colwyn Bay and all that area. Snowdonia, I've been up Mount Snowdon a couple of times. So I really like North Wales, but I've never been to South Wales. I'll have to go.
Pembrokeshire's amazing. Absolutely love it. I grew up down there, so it's fantastic.
We've got a week booked in early June, week before E3, actually. We're going to Flamborough for a week in a
caravan
because we can take a dog, you see. So,
yeah,
cool. So, looking forward to that. A nice breakaway.
Brilliant. So, that's what we've been doing. Shall we talk some games?
Yeah, let's play a little jingle.
Today, I feel like playing computer games. Today, I feel like playing computer games.
So we've got the monthly freebies now from Twitch. We announced the Games of Gold and PlayStation Plus last week. I'll just run through them again because it's quite early in the month.
Yeah.
So Games of Gold, we've got the Technomancer, which is available all through April on Xbox One. Outcast Second Contact, available from 16th of April to the 15th of May. Star Wars Battlefront 2. Not to be confused with the latest one, this is the OG Xbox version. That's available from the 1st to the 15th of April. And one of my all-time favourite games, we've had some epic game nights on this with the old over 35s and the G4T crew.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2. That's available from the 16th to the 31st of April. And that's on Xbox One and 360.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to trying that again. Yeah. I absolutely loved that game the first time. But it'd be interesting to see how well it holds up.
Yeah, yeah. Because it wasn't the best looking back in the day either, but the multiplayer was just so good and so much fun. There was a mode where we used to play a lot where you got waves of enemies and you used to have to take them out. Yeah, we used to play that a lot.
Yeah.
Thupu was well known for grenading everyone by pressing the wrong button. Yeah. And he did that in Rainbow Six as well a lot. He had a bit of a reputation, so yeah, it's all good. If you've got PlayStation Plus, which mine has just run out and I don't think I'm renewing it, Conan Exiles and The Surge. So, two great games there from PlayStation this month. Excuse me. Right, so the Twitch Prime games are Her Story, which is a fab little game. I've played this.
It's about someone's hair.
No, that's Stu Fowler's version of Her Story. Her Story, it's a little full motion video game of like a police interview with a woman on a murder charge, I think it is. And it's really well put together. You're like the detective, and you have to select the different video files and decide if she's guilty or not. And it's got a bit of a twist to it. I got this in a Humble Bundle a while ago and played it on PC on Steam, and it's really good, actually. Really well done. And apparently the guy who made this is making a new one now. Similar idea. Also, you can get Inner Space. I don't know what that is. Juggernauts. Don't know that neither. And Keep in Mind Remastered. So, yeah, if you've got Twitch Prime, you might as well grab them while they're free.
Excellent. I might. I think I did have Her Story on iOS at one point, but I never got around to never got around to playing it. But I'm going to try the others because now I'm a PC gamer as well as Xbox. I need to try some of these smaller games, I think.
Yeah, some of these little small light indie games. Some of them are right little gems.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyable. I think Her Story won some awards, didn't it, a few years ago? Some BAFTA
awards? Yes, it did. Yeah.
Well deserved as well.
Brilliant. So, what we've been playing. We'll start with you, Mark.
Well, the big game I've been playing a lot of, as I've been going on about for the past few weeks, is The Division 2. Last week I've just got to the end game. So this week I've been playing a lot of end game content, and I don't want to. unlike the first game, they do throw something different at the end game. I don't want to give it away or spoil it or anything, but that makes it a new interesting dynamic and what keeps you wanting to play. The enemies are really tough. I've said before, Division 2, the enemies are tougher anyway, but this end game content, it's really hard. But I am getting some good gear now. My gear score's gone up from the basic low 200s. I'm right up to like 290 something now. I think when I hit 300, I think it, and once you've done a couple of missions, I think you automatically go into what's called World Tier 2. There's four world tiers, which is the difficulty levels. I'm in world tier 1 at the moment, which you automatically go into at the end game. So I'm close to getting world tier 2 now. And the higher the tier, the more the quality of the drops are on the loot. So at the moment, a lot of my gear is like high 290s for the gear score. And once you go into the next tier, it will be over like 300. I know world tier 4... you're looking at like a gear score of around 450. So there's a long way to go on it yet. Yeah, still enjoying it. Not got bored of it yet. So, yeah, that's one good thing about it.
Well, one game I've been playing is a little game called 911. I think it's 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, right.
On iOS. So you actually... this is actually, I think you might enjoy this, Mark. It might be a bit of a busman's holiday for you. but you have a map in front of you and you're managing a 911 call centre. So emergency services call centre. And you have to dispatch police, fire and ambulance. It's on PC as well, I think. Mm. To various various emergencies and events.
I'm sure someone on the podcast mentioned this.
And you have to take calls as well. Some can be hoax calls, some are real calls. You have to decide what to do and actually discover what's happening and things like that. But one good thing as well is that you can search for your local area and actually have a map of your town.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, I think it links to Google Maps or something and actually brings up a map of your town to do it. Yeah, I don't know why you're showing a video of how to set emergency SOS.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I just searched iOS 911, but it's come up iOS 11 emergency call. So, that's not it.
There's a light version, so it gives you a chance to play it for a bit and just try it before buying. I think it's about $4.99 to buy. I decided to buy it because I was just really enjoying it.
It's called 911 Operator. Is that the one?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was one. Another quick iOS game is I noticed recently that I saw quite a few people playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, wife still plays that.
Yeah, after all these years, people are still playing it. So I thought, well, I played it. I didn't particularly want to go back to it, and I saw Walking Dead: Our World, which is a Pokemon clone, Pokemon Go clone, but set in the Walking Dead world. Mm. So along the same lines, it allows you to use the map. So as you walk around, you can see where you're going. There are various events that happen around you, infestations or people being attacked. You can place safe houses down, have companions. So you collect cards as you kill various things and clear encounters. Very good so far. Really enjoying it. We'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, I've just got it on the stream now, and it has to be ninjas as well. I don't like ninja, but anyway, he's been playing it, and it's just showing you him going down his alley, and you do some shooting as well. How does the shooting work? Is that easy to do?
Yeah, so you basically just tap on the screen, so you tap their heads to give headshots.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got AR as well for the more recent phones.
Yeah.
So you can actually place them in a real environment, so in the street or whatever, or in a animated background. And as you collect various cards, so whether it's Morgan or any of the others, really.
Yeah.
You can actually AR them into your living room or wherever you're standing and move around and walk around them.
Yeah.
It's, I'm enjoying it so far. I haven't had to pay any money. As far as I can see, you know, maybe as you get further on, it will get worse. But yeah. So far, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've just done the AR augmented reality stuff. That looks quite cool. Yeah, that's another thing I forgot about. What we didn't add on season finale of The Walking Dead was on Monday night for the UK people, Sunday night for the US. So I don't know if you're still watching Walking Dead, Phil.
I've got the whole series so far to watch. Haven't started watching the season at all, but they're all lined up ready for me.
It was quite interesting. I quite enjoyed this season. There's been a new showrunner on this season compared to the last few, and she's brought a bit of a fresh feeling to it, a bit of a new dynamic and everything. I've enjoyed the Whisperers, the bad guys, and Alpha. God, she is one crazy bitch. So quite enjoyed it. Quite a good finale. So looking forward to the next one now. So season 10 next time, 10 years.
I know. So, it's scary, really. Yeah. And especially, some of those seasons have been split across years as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
There's actually an interesting one coming up from Netflix called Black Summer.
Yeah.
Which is a new take, I suppose, on the zombie genre, a more modern 2019, about the start of the outbreak. It looks very good, actually. I think it could be a fresh take and inject some life into it. So what else have you been playing?
I have been playing Trials Rising mainly for our challenge. I think it was Wednesday night, I spent hours trying to beat Pete's time on that game. Can be so frustrating. I nearly had to email Duke and ask him for that sound clip. Fuck this game, I'm done. Because I was done with it. It was absolutely doing my crust in. I couldn't beat him. There's just so much to go wrong. You just lose time on one little section and that's it. It's game over. You're never going to beat that person's time. I was playing against his ghost and that. And it's just... Oh, it is a good game, but it's so frustrating. Then I tried again yesterday and I finally beat him by 0.101 seconds, so 1/10 of a second I've beat him by, but I beat him, so I was happy, and he hadn't been able to get back on to beat me back, so, because he beat me last week, did Pete, so we've got a bit of a personal rivalry going there.
Yeah, I haven't picked this up myself this time. I bought all the others, but to be honest, I get a few hours in and sort of halfway through, and if I don't stop, I'll lose the controller.
Yeah, it is that sort of feeling, yeah.
It's the one game that makes me absolutely furious and frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very...
I don't know on this game yet because I haven't got there yet, but I know the previous games, the difficulty spikes. You go on with like the easier tracks and think, it isn't too bad. And all of a sudden, the difficulty spikes that much. Some of the tracks are like impossible with the loops and jumps you have to do and bunny hops. Yeah, I ain't got that far into this yet, so I don't know what the difficulty spike's like, but I'm not looking forward to harder tracks.
Before we talk about the big news, I'll just cover a couple of smaller games. So I've been, I suppose, going through a bit of a lull on games at the moment and been trying some new ones. One thing that Microsoft and Xbox are doing is they're giving you Microsoft reward points for trying games out in Game Pass. So there's a new rewards app. And a couple of those were Headlander, which is a little indie game where you fly a rocket-propelled head in a helmet around different levels, solving different puzzles and things. And it's actually really good fun.
Yeah, Robin mentioned this a few weeks ago. He said it was a lot of fun.
It's really ingenious, actually, about, you know, you have to use your head, literally, to solve puzzles, jumping from one area to another, ripping heads off other robots so you can use their bodies, and a nice little game in a sort of very 70s retro style.
I'm going to say the titles of it looks very sort of like early 80s type Atari-ish.
Yeah. It's certainly not 80s. It's not, 16-bit graphics or anything. I'm really enjoying it. So I'll keep dropping in and out of that. Another game that to get, I think it was 200 Microsoft reward points, you had to get two achievements on a couple of games. And one of those was Absolver,
right,
which is a multiplayer fighting game. Very stylized, and I lasted about 5 minutes, I think.
Did you get your achievements, though?
No. After about 5 minutes, I had a quick look at the achievements, and I thought, you know what, 200 points isn't worth it. Yeah. I'll just answer a couple of quizzes on Bing.
Yeah, and just do about 30 Bing searches over the next couple of days.
It's apparently it's got quite a big following, but it just wasn't my sort of thing. And my old favourite, Surviving Mars. So went back and played a few hours of that. Really enjoy it. But you've been playing a new Battle Royale mode of a certain game.
Finally got into Battlefield 5's Firestorm Battle Royale mode. This was just last night, actually. So I know Greg's played a lot of it, and it's been out since late March, but I've not had a chance to play it yet. So I jumped on last night with my son and my two nephews, and we had a really good time. We had about six games, and we won three of them, so I was really, really happy. Obviously, they carried me a little bit because I was still getting used to it. The menus and the ammo and everything is still taking some getting used to. The only other Battle Royale I've played is PUBG, and it's completely different to that. For a start, you're first person. Graphically, though, it looks superb. It's really, really good visually. The sounds are really good. Some of the weapons are quite cool. One of the... they're not kill streaks, but you can pick up, like the guy just picked up on the stream, you can pick up flare guns, which have, like, abilities in them. So you can drop a tank, you can drop a weapon. And one of them is the V2 rocket. Remember the old, and when you hear that coming in, you think, shit, you need to get in cover. And when that lands, it either kills you outright instantly, or it sends you flying if you're just on the outskirts of a blast area. It's so cool. And Jason got the V2 rocket as one of his pickups, and we were on this, like, in this valley, and there were some people on a hill attacking us, and he launched the V2 rocket at his hillside, and it just obliterated him and got us out of trouble. It was so satisfying. But yeah, really, really good, really enjoying it. Like I say, three wins out of six games, I'm really happy with that. And, yeah. I got a few kills in, as if I did nothing. My first ever game, I got four kills, so I'm quite happy with that.
So is it a free update to Battlefield 5?
Yes, it's completely free. It's not a standalone thing. It's part of the main game. It's in the menus. It's really cool.
I loved Battlefield 1. Yeah. And I still go back and play. And I was playing it this week, actually. So I've held off with Battlefield 5. It didn't feel, I suppose, different enough when they had the beta.
Yeah.
But it does look fantastic, and I do enjoy Battle Royale games. So I need something to take that after, I suppose, cabbaging out on Apex quite a bit.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't planning on getting this, and neither was Greg, really. But then when Greg saw the trailers for the Firestorm, and it was on half price, I think, for a couple of weeks, so Greg just picked it up out of the blue, just a bit of a impulse purchase, and I'm glad he did, really, because it's really good. Just in one of the, on the stream now, someone's just gone in one of the bunkers to take one of the tanks. So there's bunkers scattered around, and you have to turn a valve type wheel to open the doors. But when you're doing that, a big alert siren goes off, so everyone around knows you're taking this vehicle. And we once got trapped inside one of the bunkers. We were trying to take a tank, and it was just chaos. It was just so much fun. Yeah. So if you've got Battlefield 5 and you haven't played this mode yet, I'd recommend playing this, because it's a lot of fun, and you've got it as part of the game. So.
Yeah, I'll see. I do want to pick up Division 2 at some point, so I may wait for this to come out on EA Access.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be on EA Access before long, I'd have thought.
Yeah. So, the last game I think we've got to talk about. So as I was sort of thinking about what I wanted to play and something to change. I was getting sick of Wildlands. I've put so many hours into that, and so I'm still only about 50% through. Cleared absolutely tons down. I suddenly thought, you know what I haven't tried for a while? And that's Minecraft. And not just Minecraft. I thought, we used to have some really good times. Yeah. The OC podcast and the community. So we've started a new realm. So it's the OC podcast realm. If you want to join us, just drop one of us a line and we'll sort it out. And there's so many changes since I last played.
Just a bit, yeah. It's incredible how much we've put into this game now.
Yeah. There's fish. It's yeah. Just a, I went into it today and there was just like a normal pond. I saw something moving inside it and a fish. And there seemed to be a lot more Endermen running around.
Yeah. Nicking all your blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of zombies. So I think you've joined it.
Yeah.
Nicole's going to be helping us out as well.
Yeah.
She's got a lot more experience in Minecraft. And hopefully we can get some of the old crew back together and new people and have a really good time. Yeah. It's
it was funny because just before we played Battlefield 5 last night, while I was waiting for one of my nephews, the other one was on Minecraft, and he says, "Oh, do you want to join me?" I says, "Yeah, go on. I've not played this for ages. I used to love Minecraft." So I fired up Minecraft, but I fired up the Xbox One edition.
And
I wondered why I have two versions on my Xbox. I could never get my head around this. I didn't really look into it. So anyway, I fired up the Xbox One edition. And he sent me an invite, and I couldn't join him. I thought, what the hell's going on here? And it turned out I had to download the newer version, which is called the Bedrock Edition, which I didn't know about, which is the universal one now. So this is the same across Windows, Xbox, coming to Nintendo soon, possibly to Sony, if Sony allow it.
It's on Switch already.
Oh, is it on Switch already? Right,
yeah, it's cool. on Switch already. So it's on Switch, it's on iOS, Android, obviously. Yeah. It's not the Windows Java version, which purists of Minecraft absolutely love, but it's a as I say, it's a bedrock. It's what they're going to build everything going forward on, and it's cross-platform.
Yeah.
Doesn't include PlayStation just yet, I don't believe.
No,
but all the others are there. So whatever platform you're on,
yeah,
you should be able to join us.
Well, it's also got its own list of achievements. So I've started getting achievements all over again. So I've got two versions of Minecraft on my Xbox, each with its own set of achievements. So it's quite cool.
Yes, I think it's going to be, it's a complete change of pace.
Yeah.
I think we'll, as we go through, we'll decide when we're going to stick it in survival mode and when in peaceful mode so that people actually have a chance to build whatever they want to build and then switch into survival so there's monsters and everything so people can pick up those things that you can't usually get.
Yeah.
There is a creative mode as well, which gives you everything.
Yeah, but the only trouble is it disables achievements as well.
Ah, right.
That's good if you just...
You're an achievement whore, Mark, so...
I used to be, but there's just something about this game about getting the achievements and working towards it. Because to get some of them, you have to put a lot of work into them.
Yeah.
A lot of time, so, yeah. And I think we did have, back in the 360 days when... This was big in the G4TE community. We had various servers running on our various Xboxes, which we kept running 24/7.
Yeah.
Me and Parsif and a few others. We had one world which we did put in creative. And initially, yeah, it was great because we had some of his fantastic, amazing builds. Shiny did a Taj Mahal, I did a battleship. But after a while, it's just... For me, it gets a bit mundane. The thrill of actually having to work for the resources makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Sense of accomplishment. So, yeah.
Exactly. And also you have, you know, you're more, I suppose, invested.
Yeah, yeah.
In anything. And we are going to be quite tough on, you know, if anyone comes in and starts destroying things or killing things. One thing I know that... my nephew and his friends, is, you know, they're quite happy to, their idea of fun, apart from building things, is duels.
Yeah.
So they'll just attack each other. But there's loads of mini games now that you can add. So arenas, mini arenas you can put in So we'll probably have a play with those. And it's a bit light-hearted fun, and for a change isn't shooting or blowing things up.
Yeah, well, like I said, when I was in my nephew's game last night, some of the stuff he had in his house, I've never seen before in a Minecraft game. He had a loom, so you can create banners and tapestries and stuff. There was a like a table saw. So I don't know what you use that for. I don't know if it was chopping. But yeah, it was like a little block with a like a round blade, and it was like constantly spinning. So some of the stuff in this now, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it. And being able to swap as well between devices. So you swapped earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I when I fired up the PC to get ready for the show tonight with OBS and everything, I fired up the Windows version, because I've got the Windows version on here. I've had it a while. Windows 10 version. And yeah, it was just completely seamless. It just carried on where I left off on the Xbox One. Everything was exactly the same inventory. I was in the same position. So I did a little bit more on there. Then later on tonight, I might go back onto the Xbox One version. It'll be exactly the same there. While I was on, Robin joined, and he went, "Hello, I'm on my on my phone." So he was on the iOS version, and it was just completely seamless. It was really good.
One thing I have noticed in the options on the Xbox version is the keyboard and mouse options.
All right, I've not noticed them. Interesting.
So that could be interesting.
Yeah, although I think I've got that used to using a controller. When I did play it tonight on the PC, I was using the keyboard and mouse. I was thinking, maybe I should plug a controller in, it might be easier for me. So, but everyone who's a PC player is probably just going to send me hate mail now, because keyboard and mouse is king for them. So,
brilliant. Okay, well, that's what we've been playing this week. We're just down to the two of us, and we do have a new quiz. And because of the format of the quiz, I think we can still play this and give you, Mark, an opportunity to get an early lead.
Yeah, what we didn't say last week, I think we actually completely forgot about it as well, is we had our victory achieved winner last week, means it's the end of the season, and we're trying to do our quizzes in seasons to coincide with the victory he achieves. So we keep switching up the format of the quiz each sort of like season. So the 20 questions one, although it was a bit of fun, it had a lot of dead air when we kept thinking, I can't think of a question. So that's now finished. So just right quick, I'll just run through the standing. So Greg won that. He got 4 points. So he was the overall winner. Kim was third. Me and you, Phil, we were joint third. Kim was second, sorry.
Second.
With 3 points. Yeah, the three confused me. We were joint third with 2 points, and Robin with 1 point.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Poor Gary didn't get a point.
No, he's pointless.
Yeah.
So, this next season, we're going back to Who Said It Best?
I've got a jingle for that.
So who said it best?
Nicole hates that jingle.
I know, it's brilliant. I love it. Okay, so this is a game of quotes. I'll read the quotes and give you three options, and give me your best guess. Choose A, B, or C, and correct answers are worth 1 point each.
Right.
Now, you're probably at a disadvantage here, Mark. Did Nicole
Nintendo
used to? No, they're not Nintendo ones. But I don't think you've.
I've not played.
You've actually played this,
right? Okay.
So
I've got a 33% chance of getting it right.
You have. Yeah. It's all based around Apex Legends.
Oh God! Right. Okay. I've watched Jason play it.
Ah, right. There you go. Yeah. But it's a really good game, actually. I have to say, I do enjoy dropping in and out of it. So, quote one: if we were on the same team, you'd be happy about this. Was that A, Caustic, B, Pathfinder, or C, Gibraltar?
Gibraltar's a new character, isn't it?
So Caustic, Pathfinder, or Gibraltar?
I've no idea, but I'll go with a new character, Gibraltar.
Incorrect.
Ah!
I award you no points, And may God have mercy on your soul.
Is it Caustic? No.
No, it's Pathfinder.
Right. Jason used to always play as Caustic, and now he plays as a new Gibraltar. Yeah, Pathfinder. That's a robot one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, you're so good. You're normally so good at puzzles and quizzes, Mark. Yeah. And just as an aside, the latest episode of OCD&D on the OCD&D podcast stream has some riddles. You asked some riddles by a mischievous and imprisoned imp, and you did really well.
Yeah, I don't mind riddles. There was one on Facebook the other day, and I got it instantly. And I could see people in the comments not getting it. So, yeah, I've always liked stuff like that.
I'm gonna have to make the riddles a lot harder next time.
No. I only like easy ones.
Challenged. Okay, quote two. Humanity, it's just a word. Humanity, it's just a word. Was that A, Caustic, B, Gibraltar, or C, Pathfinder?
Now,
Caustic, Gibraltar, or Pathfinder?
Right, I've no idea, but logic dictates it's going to be the robot dude. But it probably won't be. She's probably writing on purpose. But I'm going to stick to my gut feeling and say Pathfinder, because he's not human.
That's a good guess, and it's incorrect.
Fuck, I knew it. She's evil. She's evil.
It was Caustic.
Bollocks. Right.
And the final quote.
I'm not going to get any points.
You never know. You might do. I don't consider death cruel, but life. And is that Gibraltar, Pathfinder, or Caustic?
Where's Jason when you need him?
I don't consider death cruel, but life. Gibraltar, Pathfinder, or Caustic?
Well, we've had a Pathfinder correct answer. We've had a Caustic, so I'll go Gibraltar. Because I've not.
And Mark, your logic is completely leading you down the wrong path.
Yeah.
It was C, Caustic.
Fucking hell. So much for getting an early leader.
Yeah, luckily for everyone else, you scored no points.
God damn it. Now, if only I'd played that game. So, yeah,
you still wouldn't have got it. Yeah. That's really difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the quiz. Shall we discuss some news?
Yep.
Here is the fucking news.
So, one I found earlier is that Microsoft, Sony and Nintendo are under investigation. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, has begun an investigation into the three companies' business practices over their subscription renewal methods. Microsoft, Sony and Nintendo are now being investigated to ensure they're not in breach of UK consumer law when it comes to the auto-renewal terms on their online subscription services, as well as their terms and conditions, cancellation and refund policies. The CMA has contacted all three companies requesting information on their online gaming contracts and is asking customers to reach out to the CMA to share their own experiences with the service. Just coincidentally, I remember a few years ago when it was on the 360, it was a nightmare to cancel your auto-renewal on Xbox Live. It's quite easy now.
But
before you could easily set up a new one on your console, but to cancel it, I think you had to ring them up. So, really difficult. So, it continues. Rollover contracts are becoming more and more commonplace, and it's essential that they work well for customers. I'd say I think I'm rolled over till 2019, and Greg's rolled over at 2020. Their investigation will look into whether the biggest online gaming companies are being fair with their customers when they automatically renew their contracts, and whether people can easily cancel or get a refund. Should we find that the firms are not treating people fairly under consumer protection law, we are fully prepared to take action. The case page specifically hones in on the following issues. Are the contract terms unfair? Do the company's terms give them wide discretion to change the quality of the deal, for example, by reducing the number of games included? That's for Sony. Or increasing the price? how easy it is to cancel or obtain a refund. Are there any factors that make it difficult for people to cancel their contract or get the money back? And also, how fair is your tour renewal process? Our customers clearly told that their membership will be rolled over and that they are regularly reminded that they are on a rollover contract before further payments are taken. And is auto renewal set to the default option? So that's quite interesting, that.
Yeah, I mean, I've only got experience of Microsoft on this. Mm. And to be honest, I haven't had any issues recently. I've just had to renew my my Xbox Live. Went to Game to get their offers. They were doing 3 months, buy 3 months, get 3 months free. But when I was going through that, I saw the, you know, it was easy to switch off the renew. It does automatically click renew, though, if you pay directly.
Yeah, it does on Sony as well. Because mine's just run out end of March, and I just recently went in and clicked do not renew because I hardly go on it anymore, and it's pointless me paying all that money to because I've been doing it in 3 monthly increments as well, because I've not been going out that often. It's like £15 for every 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's just been a bit of a waste of money, really.
Yeah, I mean, just related to this, it was announced other day that Microsoft are increasing their Xbox Gold annual membership to by $10 up to... I think it's $59.99 and then £49 for the UK.
Yeah, they actually sent a message to everybody, didn't they, via Xbox Live?
I didn't receive it.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I didn't receive it.
Just trying if I can quickly. I've deleted it. No, I must have. Oh, yeah. As of May the 8th, the 12-month subscription fee for the Xbox Live is increasing from $39.99 to $49.99 to address the changing market conditions. And it basically says if you've got any sort of like any left, any rolled over to anything, they'll all be honoured. But as from that day, you're going to have to pay the new sort of like fee. So
yeah.
From Sony, really. They did it last year, didn't they?
Yeah, so it is in line, and to be honest, it works out at what, £4 a month?
Yeah,
across the year.
And to be fair, right from day one on the 360, it's always been officially RRP of £40. I know historically you could always get it cheaper on some of the sites, and I know back in the 360 days you could pick it up for £26 in a lot of places, and you can still get it for low 30s at the moment. So it's been like that for a good 10, 12, 13 years. So it is a long overdue increase, and I was expecting it, to be fair, especially since Sony put theirs up.
Yeah, and alongside this, there are rumours starting to come out that Xbox Live and Game Pass are going to be combined into a monthly payment, which makes sense to bring it all into one. Yeah. No prices, you know, none of that's official yet, but people have been bandying around the fact that it's, you know, it's $14.99 a month. And obviously you'll be able to get, that'll be the official price of Microsoft, and then you'll be able to get codes and various things cheaper. But I think that's bound to happen. They're bound to combine the two, probably announce it at E3, I would have thought, with some sort of... you know, promotional scheme. But it'll be interesting to see how they deal with people like yourselves who have got memberships already stacked up into next year.
Yeah, I think I'm stacked up to sort of like July next year. Because mine was going to run out in December, and then there was a recent offer on Amazon where you could get 3 months Xbox Live and get 3 months free. Yeah. So you can get 6 months for £15, basically. So I bought that because it's always a pain when your Xbox Live runs out in December, because December's really a bad month for money with Christmas presents. Yeah. So I thought that's ideal for me. So yeah, I'm stacked up till then. I know Greg's fully stacked up right until end of 2020. I don't think he can go any further with his. It's stacked that much. And he's done the same with Game Pass as well, which we share.
I mean, I pay my Game Pass monthly.
Yeah.
It's $7.99. It's on the recurring payments. Well worth it. I mean, I have to say. I mean, I haven't bought any other games. I haven't needed to buy any other games for quite a while. But it's That still does it. $14.99 still doesn't really work out, I suppose.
No.
Although it's dollars to pounds, so, you know, if it's £10 a month, that's not bad, actually, combining the two.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this year's E3. Really interesting.
Yeah. So what else we got?
One what's like close to my heart, because I'm a big fan of the franchise. There's rumours that the next Assassin's Creed is going to be codenamed Kingdom, and it will have Vikings in it, which is really interesting for me. I like that concept. I love the Vikings TV series and everything, and I love that sort of like Norse mythology. So the next instalment of Assassin's Creed is due in 2020, so at least we're having a bit of a break, so we're not going to spam out another one each year like we have a couple of times. They're going to have a Norse setting, according to a source familiar with the game. Kotaku reports that the upcoming title is codenamed Kingdom and will feature Vikings. The outlet cites two independent sources that are familiar with the game. Also, earlier this week, players in the Division 2 stumbled across an Easter egg in the form of an in-game poster depicting a Norse god dressed in red and white, the colours we've come to associate with Assassin's Creed series, and they've been holding what appears to be an Apple of Eden artifact from the game. So, yeah, and Ubisoft likes doing stuff like this, sticking little Easter eggs in here and there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too random, though, does it? It's, you know, that isn't random, that's a pretty clear link.
Yeah, the sighting has players speculating that a franchise will be steering towards the Vikings rather than the previously rumoured Rome setting. And to be honest with you, after playing Origins to completion, and also I'm sort of like partway through Odyssey, I'm ready to move on from that setting now, because Odyssey and Origins, although they're in different, obviously, time periods, they have a similar feel to them with the sort of like the setting. So, yeah, oh God, an Assassin's Creed Viking game would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bring it on.
Excellent. No, I haven't played the last couple of Assassin's Creed games, so I'll probably pick them up in the next sale, probably the Black Friday sale, when they'll be, at least one of them will be dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And give them a go. No, that would be really good, actually. Cool. Okay, shall we talk some new releases?
Oh, Kim Nola does this. Where's Kim? I know why she's not come on tonight, because there's a load of them. She normally only releases two or three out. Right, so these are from April 6th to the April 13th. Dangerous Driving on PS4 and Xbox One comes out on the 9th. Never heard of that one. Neo Atlas 1469 is out on the Switch on the 9th. Shovel Knight Showdown. I've heard of Shovel Knight. I don't know if this is the sequel to it. That's coming out on all formats, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC and Mac on 9th of April. Ace Attorney Trilogy on PS4, Xbox One, Switch and PC on the 9th. Zanki Zero Last Beginning on PS4 and PC on the 9th. Earth Defense Force Iron Rain on the PS4, April 11th. I used to love the Earth Defense Force games on the 360 with big spiders and big
games.
Nintendo Labo VR Kit.
Day one purchase.
Yep, Switch, April 12th. For those
I don't have a
suckers.
Switch, but I'm buying it anyway.
Yeah, I can sell you cardboard box if you want. Konami Arcade Classics is coming to the PS4, Xbox One, Switch and PC on April the 13th. It's the 18th, then. So, yeah, that's the new releases.
Yeah, I mean, nothing there that jumps out to me, really. There's a lot of... was a few sort of relaunches, your Ace Attorney, your Konami Arcade Classics.
Yeah.
You know, bring the old retro games back.
The retro thing seems to be getting a bit of a resurgence. There's the, I don't know if it's out yet, the Mega Drive Classic thing.
Yes.
Is that out now? Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's out, but that's this year's this year's retro console.
Yeah.
So no, it's easy money for them.
Yeah.
So, Playdates. So playdates at the moment are on an ad hoc basis. Look out on Twitter and Facebook for announcements. And if you see us on playing online, just jump in, send us a message. We do have a WhatsApp group, which is very active.
Yep.
At the moment, quite a lot of Trials Rising discussions.
Yeah, a lot of banter.
a lot of banter. No, it's a really good group, actually. It's going very, very well. And we have a new challenge, I believe, for Trials Rising, Mark.
Yeah, so we have just completed this week's challenge number 5, which is on the track Lights, Camera, Action, which is a really cool track, really. It's like going through different TV sets, so you go through like a Western bit, a bit of an alien encounter bit, and that's a cop scenario. So, cool track, very frustrating, as I mentioned earlier. And here are this week's top 5. In 5th place is me, with 56.418, beating Pete by 0.1 of a second. Suck it, Pete. In 4th place, Murphy's Law. He got 55.100 seconds. Now, this is where it gets insane. Martin C, 1984, Martin Chesworth, he did it in 54.427. Womble, our favourite Scotsman, Nick, he did it in 53.428.
And he's in the chat tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Unbelievable time. But Nick, just beating him out by a fraction is Denok TQ, also known on Xbox as Playing Skills. Luis Raimondo, he did it in 53.053 seconds. Absolutely blistering time. The last time I checked, he was 640-something in the world on the leaderboards. It's just insane.
It's scary. Yeah. Some of the times you guys are getting are just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I couldn't get like less than a 56, so I watched Womble's replay, and it was so smooth and precise and accurate. It's just, I can never do that. We've just got some skills, these guys. I'm getting too old.
It's age. I was about to say it's age. Yeah.
So the next track, the next challenge starts, well, it started at 7 p.m. tonight, really, but I didn't post it because I've not had a chance. I've been playing Minecraft. So the next challenge, number 6, is on the track Yellowstone Caldera, using the Rhino bike. So if you think you can do a really good time and get your name mentioned on the podcast next week, get on that track, get your fastest time in, and then when you've got your time, screenshot me that or send me the video capture of it to our Facebook page, which is fb.otpod.com. Post it in there, or you can tweet it to me at Mechanics, or simply do what all the other guys do and just post the times of the photographs in the WhatsApp chat group, and then you can all take the piss out of each other and have some banter.
Superb. So just a question, what is the Rhino bike? Is there anything special about it?
It's fast. Right, you start off with the Squid, which is a starter bike. Then the next bike you unlock when you get to level 14 is called the Rhino. So it's got more horsepower. It's faster. It's not as nimble as the Squid. And I know Nick has beat some Rhino times with the Squid bike on the previous challenges. So it doesn't always pay. The next bike you unlock is at level 42. That's an 80s pop group as well. And that's called the Mantis, and that is quite an agile bike. Apparently, a lot of the people who've sort of like got their faster times on this last track, who beat Lewis, they were all on Mantis bikes. So for Lewis to get 600-odd in the world on a Rhino was quite insane, really.
Yeah, and I know that in previous years when we've done this, Nick has been sometimes unchallenged.
Yeah.
In his leaderboard. He's got some competition this time.
Yeah, and they're always very close. These two guys, they're always very, very competitive. So it's good to see the back and forth in the chat.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at those two top times, they're within 300ths of under 300ths of a second.
Yeah, yeah,
which is just crazy.
And like I say, if you do play trials, you'll know this. Just one little element on a certain part of the track, and you lose that little bit of time, like a couple hundredths of a second or whatever, it can just ruin your time completely for the rest of the thing. So yes, it can be very frustrating, but very rewarding if you get it right, bang on.
Yeah, that's why I don't play them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so well done to Nick and Lewis for them two top times. But yeah, next track, Yellowstone Caldera. I think we've only got one more of the easy tracks left to do after this one, and then we're on to the sort of like harder ones. That's going to be interesting.
Okay, so other community playthings we have. We still have the Rise of Civilization OC Podcast Alliance that Nicole is, I believe, still hammering away at that, which is which has all got very political and diplomatic and everything.
It's worse than Brexit, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't have the patience for it. And as we talked,
oh no, oh Phil's locked up. Oh, I knew this would happen. Oh, reconnecting poor network. Oh well, I'll have to carry on. What? Oh, you're back. We had a connection problem there, Phil. I thought okay. When we found out there was only two of us on tonight, I had a bit of a joke by saying, "Please, Phil, don't let your laptop die tonight, because I'll be left flying solo." And then that just happens, and I think, "Oh shit."
Well, I heard you. Luckily, I heard you all the way through.
All right, it might be my end. Then it might be my internet.
It's your end.
Yeah.
Because I think I've worked out what was wrong with my expensive laptop, and it wasn't the laptop.
Yeah.
It was my Logitech webcam.
All right, yeah. The hub.
So, yeah. Touch wood, it'll probably crash now. Yeah. But I was just trying to say that yes, our Minecraft Realm server sent us a message, sends myself a message at Filthy on Twitter or anywhere really, and sends a message to Mark, to Nicole, any of the crew.
Can you have more than one admin on there to allow people in?
I've made yourself and Nicole.
Oh, that's cool.
So, so you should be fine to add people, and just give us a shout out to the OC_podcast Twitter. Give us a shout and we'll add you on. We can have 10 people on at a time actually playing, but I think we can invite as many people as we like.
Yeah.
And then if we have more than 10 wanting to get on, it's first come first served. But it should be really good, and we're going to be. We'll have some games. We'll try and set up some of the mini games and have some meetups and maybe some competitions as well.
Yeah, I've heard I think this is a sort of like harking back to the origins of the Battle Royales and everything. I've heard that the Hunger Games you can play on Minecraft.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to set some of that up. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it should be good. Okay, so we have... Victory Achieve competition.
We do, yeah. And this is going to be a quick one this week because there are none. None at all. Robin sent us a message in our podcast chat earlier saying he's going to update the Victory Achieves. And then he put one back saying there are none. So everyone's either playing end game stuff in Division 2 like me. And if you are, why aren't you joining my game, you buggers? But no one's finishing games this week, which is unusual. I don't think we've had a week where we've not had at least one. So if you want to have your name read out on next week's podcast and have your name put into a hat to win $20 or £15, just like Sarah got last week, RCGC got $20 Canadian gifted to her on a PSN card.
She picks up the DLC for Overcooked 2.
Yeah. All
so
you have to do is...
That with,
Yeah, she was playing with Kim and Nicole. I couldn't have joined them because I've no PSN, PS Plus anymore. All you need to do is when you finish a game and the credits are rolling, just take a selfie of you with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved. This current session runs from 1st of April to June 30th. Good luck with that.
And just going back to community play dates, Mark, Division 2, have you set up, is there a clan or something for OC Podcast?
Yeah, there is a clan. It's a bit lonely there at the moment. There's only me and Greg in there at the moment. You have to do a mission and sort of like activate a character in the game to unlock clans. I think she's called Grace. So you can't get clans immediately as soon as you start the game, but you get it fairly early on. So as soon as I did this, I set up the OC Podcast clan. It was only me and Greg in there at the moment. And you don't get any clan rewards or benefits until there's at least four people in your clan. So I'm a bit gutted at the moment.
it's a Billy No Mates clan.
Yeah. I'm tempted to do... I know it was awful to do, but both me and Gary, back in the Destiny days, I think it was Destiny 2, Nicole set up an OC Podcast clan. And it was the same again. We weren't getting any benefits. And Gary says, oh, there's this clan called Save Me Tom Cruise, You're My Only Hope, or something stupid like that. So we joined this other clan and we deserted Nicole's clan. But some of the rewards were amazing. We were getting like drops every Friday. We're getting like top of the range epic weapon drops and everything. We've been in this clan because we're thousands of people in this clan. So yeah, I'm tempted to, if no one joins in another couple of weeks, I'm just going to abandon it and join a popular one.
I don't blame you. Okay, so you can be part of this conversation as we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv OC Podcast, mixer.com OC Podcast, and youtube.com OC Podcast at 9 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m. on Easter Island, and 7 a.m. in Melbourne. And we've had quite a few people in tonight, Mark.
Have we? I've been busy running the stream and everything.
We've had Banana Renan, Commander Roots, Sarah RCGC, last month's winner, S1 Facker, Tade, and One Bull MK3. Cool. So thanks for joining us, guys. Much appreciated. If you can, please leave us a review on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, YouTube, pretty much anywhere. We have OC Podcast Clubs. Now, I think we need to do something with these clubs, Mark, because I don't think they're doing much at the moment. So no. maybe the whole Minecraft thing can...
Yeah, well, I know that... As far as I've heard, the realms are linked to the clubs, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know how you link them to clubs. But we'll look into that.
Yeah, it was a bit like Forza Horizon 4. They were linked to clubs, but it was a separate club. It's weird how it works.
Yeah.
We've got a podcast community on PlayStation Network, which Sarah kindly manages for me. She looks after that because I'm not on that often. We've got an OC podcast group on Steam, which I've not looked at for God knows how long. I need to check on that. And we've got our Discord server, which is the future.
It is the future.
Yeah.
And just to say that Sarah's after some more action.
Is she?
Apparently, yeah. Oh, sorry, more action on the PS4.
All right, okay.
I missed that bit. So you can contact us as well, Mark, and we have a little...
Yeah, we've got this little clip with some sexy audio.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter, at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant. That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. And we come to an end, the end of a very compact show, just like us. Compact units of speed and strength and quality content. Mark.
Yes. So you can get me at Mechanics on all the gaming platforms, Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, at Mechanics on Twitter. I want to shout out to Pete for me just managing to beat Pete. And also, he had a bit of a sad day today because his team of Wolves played Watford in the FA Cup semi-final. I don't really follow football much, but apparently Wolves are winning 2-0 right until the last few minutes, and Watford pulled 2 back, and then right in the last minute or so, Watford beat them. So Pete was a bit down in the dumps. I've texted him earlier, because I did ask him to come on the show this week, but he said he'd probably be worse for wear. And he was. He sent me a picture of him and his good lady, Shell. She was... she was completely sleep sozzled. Big shout.
Yeah, I think friend of the show Carl Adams was quite happy.
Yeah,
I think he's a Watford.
Yeah.
He's a Watford supporter.
Yeah, apparently Pete was saying the entertainers WhatsApp group chat was quite lively this afternoon. I can imagine.
Yeah, well, the company I work for is based in Wolverhampton,
right.
And their other office is in Watford.
Oh, nice. So, bit of rivalry there.
Yeah, there's quite a few people going to the game, actually going to
I know Kyle actually had tickets for Wembley. He went down there. So.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
So you can find me at Filthy, that's PH1LTHEEE, on Xbox, on Steam, on Twitter. Thank you, Mark, for running the show and helping out. It's always a pleasure, and looking forward to spending more time with you on Minecraft and also on OCD&D, which you can find more at OCDandD.com or the podcast in your usual feeds. It's good fun. We're having a good laugh. And hopefully we can get back on it relatively soon.
Yeah, I'm eager to get my axe in my hand once more. Get
learning every day, yeah. Learning every day. And yeah, that's it from us. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a pleasure as always. And we should have a fuller crew next week. And thanks to everyone again. And thanks to Greg and the others for letting us loose on this show. Brilliant. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.